meeting October 4th, 2022 at 9 o'clock a.m. With that, if we can start with roll call, is Commissioner Don Brown. Commissioner Brown, are you on?
He is on the call, Commissioner Brown. We'll work on being able to hear him, but he is here.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner John, David John?
I'm present.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Langeau?
I'm here.
Thank you, Brian. And Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
All right, thank you, Brad. Again, gentlemen, I apologize for my tardiness. With that, staff, Thomas, would you mind introducing staff?
Staff on the phone today is Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Sabrina Evans, Justin Vogel, and Jim Hammers.
And also Michael Clark.
And Michael Clark.
Absolutely, we can't forget Mr. Clark. All right, with that, we'll move into the review and approval of the meeting agenda. Do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Schiffer will second.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. We'll get first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you. Review and approval of the August 3rd meeting minutes. Please take a moment if you haven't reviewed those, and we'll be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Second, Langeau.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we have no pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. We have pending advanced accredited course applications, pardon me, for recommendation to the commission. Mr. Clark, would you walk us through these, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The first course is number 1109.0. The course title is 7th Edition 2020 Advanced FPC Fire Alarm and Detection Systems. The provider is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditor is JDB Code Services, Inc. And the accreditation date was 9/8/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course designed to provide building code administrators, plans examiners, inspectors, design professionals, contractors, and fire code officials with 1 hour of building code training. The course reviews the technical provisions for the design, permitting, and inspection of fire alarm systems as required under the Florida Building Code, Building Volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, are there any questions? All right, hearing no questions from the commissioners, is there any public comment at this time on this? Hearing no public comment, we'll be looking for a motion for this course.
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
We have a motion for approval from Commissioner John. Is there a second?
A second, Langeau.
Thank you, Commissioner Langeau. We have a first and we have a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Very good. The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
number 1110.0. The course title is 2020 Advanced FBC Building Significant Changes Internet. The provider is Architects Partai, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 9/1/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will focus specifically on the changes to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Changes section. This is intended to provide a comprehensive comparison of the provisions in the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code and the 7th 2020 Florida Building Code. It is not intended to replace or interpret the provisions contained in either the 6th or 7th editions. This information simply points out the notable differences. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, are there any questions? Hearing no questions, is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment, commissioners, we're looking for a motion for this item.
This is David John. I make a motion to approve.
Second, Langille.
Thank you, Commissioner John. Thank you, Commissioner Langille. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark.
Next course is number 1111.0. The course title is Advanced Mechanical Code, 7th edition. The provider is Education Pathways. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh, and the accreditation date was 8/22/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that introduces the state of Florida's Advanced Mechanical Code, 7th edition. Participants in the class will recognize the importance of building code regulations. They will recall the types of codes that apply, and they will review the details of sections 301 through 309 of the Florida General Regulations Mechanical Codes. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of course evaluation was referenced on page 2 as an attached document but was missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to the addition of the method of course evaluation document.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions from the commissioners? Okay, hearing none, I'll open up for public comment. Okay, with no public comment, we'll look for a motion, for this agenda item, and please remember the recommendations, from Mr. Clark. Is there a motion at this time?
This is David John. I make a motion that we conditionally approve, based on Michael receiving the proper documentation for his approval.
Okay, so to include the attachment for the evaluation, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We have a first. Is there a second?
I'll second, Langille.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is course number 1105.0. Course title, 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code, 7th edition, 1 hour. Provider is A-Plus Construction School, Inc. The accreditor is J.C. Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 8-9-2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that presents the significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition. The course includes the Florida-specific changes, legislative changes, and any other changes. The course includes topics such as occupancies, height and area, fire protection systems, means of egress, and wood construction, and elevators. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any questions from the commissioners? Hearing none, is there any public comment? With no public comment, we'll look for a motion from the commissioners.
This is David John. I make a motion to approve.
Second, Langill.
Thank you, Commissioner John, Commissioner Langill. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same time. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is number 1108.0. Course title, Florida Building Code and Florida Statute, Rules for Alarm Contractors. The provider is StaySafe Enterprises, LLC. The accreditor is the Alarm Association of Florida. The accreditation date is 7-22-2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will examine the rules in Chapter 553 Building Construction Standards, Part 4, Florida Building Code for Alarm Contractors, Alarms and Carbon Monoxide Alarms. We will review the little known requirements that are related to Florida Statute 489 Part 2 related to alarm contracting. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the course title was missing, the hours of credit was missing, the name, address, telephone number, email address of the provider were missing, the course description was missing, course learning objectives were missing, the course time allotments for course content was missing, the course outline and instructional methods were missing, any course references cited in the outline were missing, the method of course evaluation was missing, the provider's name, address, telephone number, email address on the certificate of completion was missing, the hours of CE credit on the certificate of completion was missing, the building code addition on the certificate of completion was missing, and the method of course presentation was missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could instead motion to conditionally approve this course subject to the changes being correctly made to the statements A through M listed above.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. That may be the longest list of items missing that I've heard in quite some time. I appreciate your due diligence on all of these courses. With that, commissioners, do we have any questions?
Yeah, can I make a can I ask a question to Michael, please?
Yes, sir.
Michael, how did this get approved by the accreditor with everything missing? I mean, is the accreditor aware of the changes in the code and what they are required? I wonder why this got submitted.
To answer your question quickly, I have no answer. Yes. All of the accreditors, in fact, I did it, and I personally contacted all of the accreditors through Tom Campbell's recommendation. I contacted all of them and let them know of the changes, so they're aware. I don't know how this happened. Somebody must not have been paying attention. I'll find out tomorrow. I'm sure. But yes, and I don't think it was just that the syllabus was missing, which contains a lot of this information, because if you review the course, there were many peripheral documents. So they uploaded a lot of information, but not the information we're looking for. So that's a long answer to your short question.
And to follow up with that, if it's missing this much information, can you exclude it from future or future meetings until they get the information? My question is, why would you allow this to be on this agenda for today?
Well, I think technically, legally, we have to do that.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yes. And that's a Justin Vogel question or a Tom Campbell question also.
This is Justin Vogel. You're correct. We have to take action on it within a certain period of time, and so it's appropriate for the POC to be considering it and then making the appropriate recommendation.
Michael, the only thing I have then is if this accreditor is going to be doing this, can you have some stern words with the accreditor and let them know that this is unacceptable?
Absolutely. Yes, Commissioner.
All right. Are there any other questions from the commissioners? Commissioner John, do you have a motion?
I make a motion to deny. I think they need to resubmit it, and they need to follow the rules that we have now in place.
Well, second.
Do we have a second? I'm sorry. Who was that?
Brown.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Clark. We have no pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. We have no pending administrative approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And we have no pending administrative self-affirmed one change updated courses for recommendation to the commission. With that, we'll turn it over to the educational administrators, Michael Clark, for his activity report.
Mr. Chair, the education administrator's activity report, as usual, contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from July 26, 2022 through September 21, 2022, which includes staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission Education Program. Also stated in the document is training funding information for 2022-2023, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. And has to do with eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no other questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the October 4th, 2022 ad hoc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, do we have any other POC business? Hearing none, staff, do we have any other POC business?
I would like
okay,
to answer
good.
The question, oh. Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
To the ed POC members, was that helpful that I included the information regarding which documents I looked at during my review?
Yes.
Was that helpful to you?
Absolutely.
Michael, this is David John. It's much easier and quicker to do this, and really appreciate the effort you've made. You really have cut down the work that we need to do to review it. So I totally think you've done a good job, and it's very, very helpful.
Well, again, that was a recommendation by Tom Campbell. I just wanted to make sure that it was helpful.
It was tremendously helpful.
Good. Thank you, sir.
I think Commissioner John speaks for all of us, you know, all this. And I, as always, we appreciate, Mr. Clark, your work and all the information that you provide to us so we can perform our review expeditiously. So please continue. And so with that, we're going to open up our last public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we're going to close public comment. And our last agenda item before we adjourn is the POC member and staff comment. Is there any other final comment from either? Okay, hearing none, want everybody to be safe. Stay safe through these tough times for our state. And thank you for your volunteerism and dedication to our building commission. I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks.